This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Toxic tour grows more toxic. Meat industry slams DGAC recommendations. And listeria recalls continue. County supervisor protests DPR's toxic tour. The state's endorsement of a toxic tour of coastal farmland has continued to inflame relations with the agriculture community. The Department of Pesticide Regulation hosted the event in partnership with the local activist group Cause on Saturday. Some who attempted to join the event were told it was fully booked already. Santa Barbara County Supervisor Bob Nelson never received a response to his calls. He showed up on the tour anyway and was denied entry, he said. He shared disappointment to see DPR involved in an event that was inflammatory and antagonistic toward our local agriculture community. He posted on social media that Cause has, quote, little interest in fostering a productive dialogue or working towards real solutions that benefit all of us. Cause responded to the post with a press release charging that the unexpected presence of Nelson and a group of growers marred the event and raised concerns about creating an environment conducive to open discussion. Cause told the cohort to organize their own event with DPR. According to the advocacy group, the tour fostered a productive discussion on, quote, toxic chemicals like 1,3-D, a heavy-duty pesticide that's banned in other countries. You can read more about the toxic tour in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. Mexican president unveils agriculture plan for food self-sufficiency. Government-run wellness stores, modernized irrigation systems, and programs to expand production of beans, rice, and white corn are among a slate of policies unveiled yesterday by Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. Sheinbaum, who took office at the beginning of the month, rolled out a framework aimed at, quote, guaranteeing self-sufficiency. The framework relies on four tenets: expanding production, using water more efficiently, utilizing more sustainable farming practices, and improving well-being, particularly for those who are impoverished. Under the plan, the Mexican government would operate stores stocked with cocoa, honey, and coffee, would create programs to encourage small and medium-sized producers to grow beans, rice, white corn, and other vegetables, and modernize irrigation infrastructure to expand agricultural production per cubic meter of water. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. DCPA canceled by EPA. EPA has officially canceled the herbicide Dacthal, also known as DCPA, because of its effects on unborn babies. EPA says, quote, unborn babies whose pregnant mothers are exposed to DCPA from handling, entering, or working in areas where DCPA has already been applied could experience changes to fetal thyroid hormone levels. These changes are generally linked to low birth weight, impaired brain development, decreased IQ, and impaired motor skills later in life, some of which may be irreversible. In August, EPA used its emergency suspension authority for the first time in nearly 40 years to halt sales of DCPA. After that, manufacturer AMVAC said it would voluntarily cancel the remaining pesticide products containing DCPA in the U.S. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
This is AgriPulse Daybreak West. Expert panel finalizes dietary advice. The meat industry is furious with the conclusions of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. The panel of experts' draft report is recommending the 2025 to 2030 guidelines emphasize the consumption of fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and seafood, while limiting consumptions of red or processed meats, refined grains, foods high in saturated fats, and salty snacks. Juliana Potts, president and CEO of the Meat Institute, calls the recommendations, quote, alarming, disappointing, and is contradictory to the committee's other findings about nutritional deficiencies. The committee also recommends offsetting an increase in bean, pea, and lentil consumption by eating fewer potatoes. For more on the dietary guidelines, you can read our weekly newsletter out today. McDonald's ingredient possibly linked to E. coli outbreak. Federal agencies are working to confirm if an ingredient used in McDonald's Quarter Pounders is the source of an ongoing E. coli outbreak. So far, 49 people across 10 states have reported illnesses and 10 have been hospitalized. One person has died in connection to the outbreak. Most people have reported eating a Quarter Pounder before becoming sick, but it's unclear which specific ingredient is responsible. That according to the Centers for Disease Control, FDA, and USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. McDonald's in the affected states, they stopped using the beef patties and sliced onions that have made the Quarter Pounder unavailable entirely. Preliminary traceback and distribution data found that slivered onion served on the burgers is likely the source. FDA's been working to confirm this while FSIS examines if the ground beef is a source. Listeria recalls continue. Treehouse Foods, Inc. has voluntarily recalled some of its frozen waffle products due to potential listeria contamination discovered through routine testing at the manufacturing facility. There have been no confirmed reports of illness linked to the products. Still, they were shipped throughout the U.S. and Canada and are sold at Walmart, Target, Harris Teeter, Publix, and other large grocers. More Company has also recalled products that contain ready-to-eat meat and poultry products supplied by Bruce Pack. The supplier recalled over 11.7 million pounds of product due to potential listeria contamination. Some of these were distributed to over 150 schools across the U.S. By the way, a food safety law firm has filed 3 wrongful death complaints against Boar's Head over the listeria outbreak tied to some of the company's products. The company recalled over 7.2 million pounds of product and later temporarily shut down its Jarrett, Virginia plant after it was linked to listeria. The lawsuits seek compensation for the families of 3 individuals who died after reportedly eating Boar's Head liverwurst products, according to the documents. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.